We are starting Ezer Hashem, the third Perek. Zok the Mishnah. Kol get shenichtav shaloi b'shun isha. A get was written not l'shem isha, not l'shem the isha miskareshes, is posel, so it's a posel again. Ketzah, now we're going to have a few cases, and we'll learn the Mishnah the way the Gemara explains later each chiddush of each bother of the Mishnah, of each case of the Mishnah. Case number one, Hayoiver Bashuk, a person was walking in the street with Shoma Kil Seifrim Makrim, and he heard Kil Seifrim, they were calling out, and the Gemara is going to say, it is speaking about, that he passed by a Sefer school, people were learning Safras, and there was a Rebbe there, and the Rebbe was telling them, was dictating to them what to write. They should know how to write Gittin. And he was telling them, all of you write, Ish Pleini, Megarish, Es Pleinis, Mimokem Plein. And you have 20 Seferim writing down this Nusach in the Get. But Omar, and he's passing by, and he hears that the Kol Seferim Makrim, V'omar, and he says, Zeshmi, Zeshem Ishti, so let me go and get this get. It's possible the Garish boy, so it's possible the Garish boy, and the reason why it's possible the Garish boy is because this wasn't even written L'shem Gerishim. It was only written by the Seferim to learn how to write a get. So this is a real posel get. Yeser mikar. Now I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. Kosev legarish es ishtoi. A person went and wrote a get L'shem Gerishim. V'nimlach. And then he changed his mind. Matzoi ben Iroi. Now the ben Iroi found him. V'omar loy, he told them, Shmi kishimcha, v'shem ishti kishem ishtecha. That's what he told them. It's also part of Pasul Adarish boy. Now, the second case already, it was written, l'shem gerishim. It was written that the ben Iroi wrote it Ugarish as Ishtoi. So it's written L'shem Gerishim. Rafa Pichem, it is possible for the second person who is not written Bishvil Isha Shaloi. It's written L'shem Gerishim for a different person. Yes, Amika. Now, a bigger chiddush. Hoyu Loi Shteinosi. He had two wives, one person had two wives, which my same Shabbat, Kosev Legarish Es HaGdoilo, and he wrote the get for the Gdoilo, but he garish for Yes HaKtan, it should not be Megarish V'Ktan. So here we have a bigger Chiddush, was written for his issues, the previous case was written for someone else's issues. He was written for his issues. It's also possible because it was not written for this wife. It was written for the other wife. Yes, Amitam. Now we have a bigger chiddush. Omar Lilavro, he told the Sefer, Ksoi, you should write a get La'ize She'elze Agarish. You should write a get for, I have two wives, both are called Rochel. You should write a get for the Rochel, I'll decide to be Megarish. So here, the get was written for the Rochel that he's going to decide to be Megarish. There's also a postal Megarish boy. So the Mishnah is telling us a multitude of chidushim in what is necessary, what kavonis are necessary by a get, what one has to be Mechab. And if it's missing any of them, it's a posel get. Kol get, kol seifrim, kais ve'git. These are people who write it. Yes, or mikam, b'gmorem aforish, my yisra v'kulo. Why is each case more mechudis. Vinimlach chazal boy melegalish. He changed his mind. Doesn't want to be megalish his wife. They looked down the lavdaf. Laize she'erze agaris posel megalish boy. So Rashi says the imbreir. The loy amrimen. We do not say uvra hadavo. The Bishas Ksive Hoyodatoi Lozu Vareinichta Lishmo. Now, I'd like to elaborate for a few minutes on Tachsame, what Rashi is saying here, and Rashi is going to Shitosai. The Stipler and Simon Yudches, Aisvo, it brings down the Zamachloikis Harishainim. What is the din if you hold Ein Breire? If you hold Ein Breire, what happens? Let's speak about an example. Let's say I have two Peiros. I have two Peiros in front of me. And I say like this. If it's going to rain tomorrow, so the Peiri on the left should be Trumer on the Peri on the right. It's not going to rain tomorrow, so the Peri on the right should be Trumer on the Peri on the left. Now, if you're yes, Breire, so whatever happens, tomorrow, I mean, I said this should be Trumer if this is going to happen. No, it happened, so this becomes Trumer. If you hold Ein Breire, so you can learn two ways. One way you could learn, but you cannot make truma now if the chalois truma is dependent on what's going to happen tomorrow, and the tomorrow is as yet not around. I mean, which one became truma? Wait and see. You can't say wait and see. Now it has to become truma. And now it's not raining, it's not raining. So you can't make bachlal truma, which is dependent on the clarification basidus. You can't do such a thing. So what is it? Nothing. So tevel. This didn't become tumah. This didn't become tumah. If it rains, if it won't rain, it's tevel. That's one mahalach in Rishay. There's another mahalach in Rishayim. One became tumah. Which one? That I don't know. So let's see what happened tomorrow. Did it rain? Didn't it rain? No, no. Tomorrow will not help me anything. Maybe when he made this truma, it was supposed, it was oimed to rain tomorrow. So then the left one became truma, and now it didn't rain. Now it changed. So from tomorrow, I do not know what was oimed today. You cannot work retroactive and figure out what was aimed today, tomorrow. The Rabbi Mishloel knew today what was aimed to be. So the Rabbi Mishloel made that. So the Rabbi Mishloel knows. So one of them became Truma. What I see happen tomorrow could be things changed. And so for tomorrow is no proof on today. But this is a Mirdike Chiddush. According to this, Ein Breire means not that nothing is chal. Something is irichal. He made trumi. This one is this one. But I can't figure out which one became trumi. But it became trumi. It's not tabu. What is trumi? A kohen won't have any problems. But. Now, the second mahalach is Shitas Rashi. And we see this from our Rashi over here. We're going to see the another Rashi too. Rashi says, the Ein Breire. Now, he says to the Sefer, write a get for the Isha, I'm going to decide on tomorrow to give a get. Now, I don't have a cup, I can't think. Tomorrow I'll sit down and figure out which one I want to give a get to, but write a get for the woman, I'll decide to give a get. So Rashi says, so we can learn two ways, like we mentioned before in the case of Tumah. Let's learn the same way you can learn. You can't be mechaven for an isha now, if you don't have the elf, the elf is going to be tomorrow. You don't have any rotzen now. Not on this one, not on this one. So the rotzen is not here now, so it's impossible to say that I'm writing for the elf legarish, because elf legarish is non-existent at the present time. So I can't have the lishma now on a, which should be base itself on a non-existent elf legarish. That's a killer. So what is? So no one is get. If we'll learn like Rashi, so you have to know who was Oymet today to be Mizgadish. Tomorrow he sat down and he figured out the big Rochel is Oymet Mizgadish. But no, either today she was Oymet Mizgadish. Maybe today he wanted to be Mizgadish the other one. So tomorrow's decision cannot be Mavara to us. Who was Enselis Gadish today? Now look, that's what Rashi says. Lemrinim Huvradovo, I don't say later, the Bishas Ksivo Yedaiti Lazu, that when he wrote it, he meant this one. I don't say that he meant, tomorrow he wanted to get this one. Today maybe he wanted to get the other one. That's what Rashi L'chayah is saying. Lemrinim Huvradovo, the Bishasiv Yedaiti Lazu, Varei Nikhtav Lishmo. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Kosav legarish es ishtai v'nimlach. So the Gemara understood in the beginning, what was the first case, the second case of the Mishnah is that Reuven wrote a get for his wife. And he decided later not to be megarish, and another Reuven meets him. And it says it's no good. And what's the ratio? Say from a writing a get for Reuven. Some it's also the same thing. The writing a get for Reuven, and then that Reuven changed his mind, and this other Reuven comes in and wants to use the get. Kosov legarish es ishtai v'nimlach is the second case. Well, the ratio, is also the same case. They wrote for Reuven, and some Reuven changed his mind. Oh, my Rav Papa, so Papa said no. The ratio is speaking about b'seifren asuyin l'islamidaskin. The Reish is speaking about Seifrim who b'chlal are not writing a get l'shem geirushin. They're writing a get just to learn how to write. So the first case is speaking about a get that was not written l'shem geirushin. Amar Ravashi dekenami, that's the story. The Tani Seifrim makrin v'loitani Seifrim koire. Makrin means that there's a Rebbe that's telling them what, dictating to them what to write. So if he's teaching them how to write, that's very good. Seifrim Makrin. If we're speaking about that they're writing a legitimate get, so Seifrim Kairim, the Seifrim are saying who they're writing for. So for Makrin, we see that they're being taught how to write a get. Shmamino. My Yeser Mika. Now what is, now the Mishnah is going badroga, bigger chiddush, this is the second case is also possible, third case is also possible. Tondaner Bishmol. So now Tondaner Bishmol explains the chiddush of each case. The first case, loy zeshen nichtav shaloy l'shem geirish, was not written at all, l'shem geirish, was written l'islame, so that's poshut, that's no good. Not called sefer krisis, we'll say. It wasn't written l'shem krisis. Alav zeshen nichtav l'shem geirushin. But case number two, when there's two Yosef ben Shimon's in town, and one Yosef ben Shimon wrote for his wife, and then he changed his mind. But the get was written l'shem geirushin is also possible. But loy zeshen nichtav l'shem geirushin libei. Now the second case, you know why it's possible? Because it was written for Yosef ben Shimon A. Not for Yosef and Shimon B. So we're mailing that way it's possible. Case number three, that was written for Yosef and Shimon has to Rochel, does Rochel A and Rochel B. But it was written for Yosef and Shimon. Alav zeshen ichtem l'shem geirishin didei. Case number three was written for my geirishin. Is also possible because it wasn't written for the ketana. It was written for the gedayla. Hey, my Now, not only that case, when it was not written for her Gerushin, for the Ketana, Elav Zeshen Ifbevushim Gerushin, hey, it was written for the Isha. I said, so that he should write a Gerk, Le'ezer Shelta Legarish, so write for that one. Those apostles. So now the Gemara is going to explain, so the Mishnah tells us, Dargis in Kavone that is necessary in order to make a kosher again. So the Gemara says, what's the reason for all these halachas? So the Gemara says as follows, my time. Ikosav v'nosan sefer krisis b'yodah, for the only would have said v'nosan sefer krisis b'yodah, have amine l'mute hayach kamen. So sefer krisis means it was written l'shem krisis, instead of krisis. So I know already that the first case is apostle again. Loy ovid l'shem krisis. It wasn't written l'shem krisis, it was written l'shem limo. Avul kos av legarish. But what is it in the course of legarish as ishtay? Benimlach. On the second case, when it was written legarish as ishtay, benimlach, the ovid l'shem krisis. Hey, my kosher, I would think such a case is kosher, because the all the Torah says is safer krisis. This was written with shame krisis. Kosav rachmone v'kosav anudroshe. So pashtus the Gemara means, the kosav means that the husband has the right to get. The kosav, he has the right to get. So memele, so in the second case of the Mishnah, the husband did not write to get, someone else wrote to get, and then it was Nimlach. So the reason why the second case is possible is because it was not written for the husband that is being Megarish. That's the second case. I just like to say, Eshtikol ha'ore kan shoy laben. We had a Toysus and a Chav Beizam at Beiz, that the Kosov is not going on the Baal. Because if the Kosov is going on the Baal, and the Sefer was to be his Shliach. And Toysus says, you don't need Shlichus, like Sivus again. The Kosov is going on the Sefer. That's what Toysus says. So, from this Gemara would seem not like that. From this Gemara would seem the Kosov is going on the Baal. And that's why it's no good. Because a different Baal wrote it. That's where the Pashas of the Gemara. So I found the Nachas Moshe, as the Kash Nachas Moshe says, that even though according to Tosfos, the Kosov is going on the Sefer, but it means that this Sefer should write it for the Baal. That's the Taisha of the Kosov. Al-Sita, we darshan, he should write it for the Baal Ha'isha. So Memele, so the second case, it wasn't written for the Baal Ha'isha. Ikosav Rachmone v'kosav. Now, we only say v'kosav. Avmina l'mute hai, v'loyika kosav lo. Avo yesh lo ishtei noshim, but if a person will have two wives, case number three in the Mishnah, the iyu kosav lo, there he is writing it, it's written for the Megarish. Hey, Makosha. Kosav Rachmona, lo, lishma. So the third case in the Mishnah, the reason why it's possible it can be Megarish Tiktane is there was written Lashem Gerish, and there was written Lashem the Krisus of this Baal. But it's missing lo lishma. He wrote it for the gedolos, so they can't give it to the ketan. The sefer lo mali. And what is the last case? Eze she'erz agarish boy. What is the sefer coming to tell us? Al kamash molon de ein breire. The sefer is coming to tell us ein breire. And even though there was written specifically for eze she'erz agarish boy, it's no good. Let us see Rashi. Kalareisha de Tony ish plaini girish plainis pamai. Ilav hochi.
It's some of the reisha that says that each plane megarish plane. Some are speaking about the oisei plane because megarish is each to nimlach. So the first two cases of the Mishnah are speaking about one case nimlach. Moshe says no. The first case speaking about lislam lichter gitten. There was not written mechalal l'shem gerishin, no l'shem limud. And Rav Ashi brought a rayim. Because it says makrin, agdoilim makrin l'tamidim kach v'kach sheyavoy get l'fanecho kosvei. This is how you should write it. Biskiru shem inish ba'alme. It's just sort of a fictitious name. Alme b'talmidim askinim. That's why it says makrin. Lo yizesh lo yinichtav ela l'shem shum gerishin ela l'islamit ela avzesh nichtav l'shem gerishin gemurin. The second case, it was written l'shem gerish, b'nim lach, and then he changed his mind. It's also possible. V'lo yisei b'vach sh'nitav sh'lo v'shem gerish, and sh'lo dom zeh possible, av zeh da oyu lo yishtei nosh, sh'nitav l'shem gerish, and dai gavra, it was written for the gerish of this person, it's also possible. Oyel v'nichtav sh'lo v'shem gerish, and sh'lo zu, it wasn't written for the gerish of this woman. Besefer Maika Mashmulon, Ashmin and Kval, the Gerish and the David, the Dorbina, we know you have to write L'shem Ha'isha, so L'shem Ha'isha, so that wasn't written L'shem Isha. The Imbrega, the Leiteime, you shouldn't say, Huvra, the Bishas, Ksiva, Nami, Daite, Aho, here again Rashi says, Hishtik Teure, that the Shaila of Breir is, I have to think who he was thinking of now. I don't say that what he decided tomorrow, or that was the one he was thinking of now. Mika Geirishin di David Dido. That's Kamash Malon. And you say, Ein Breir. Let us see. Taisa. Kol Agev, Vishoma Kelsoif, and Makrin. The Seifrin Asin L'Islami Daskini can bring a big mother. Bafilu Leman the Yoma the Perikama the Erevin. The Megillah Seite Moichkin Lo Min Hatayr. There's one man the Yoma in Erevin that says you can take the Aparsha Seite that was written in the Klaf of the Seifer Teir. Afal Gab the Be'ino Lishmo. One man the Yoma says over there that even though you need lishma, like Sivas Megillah Soite, you can take from a Sefer Torah. V'Torah l'Islamid Ovidah k'da Omar Hosam. Torah was written l'Islamid, and it seems l'Islamid is also falls into the category of lishma. It's tame, will be used for all purposes. So Tosis has a kasha. So what Tosis kasha? So Tosis kasha is that you need lishma by Megillah Seita. And there's a mandiyama that says that you could take a Megillah Seita from a Sefer Torah. They wasn't written for this woman. Now, Al-Kochoch, Torah is written l'Islamed and for all halachic purposes, was written if there'll be any need of it, including Mechikas Megillah Sefer, so that's sufficient. So why l'Islamed doesn't help I get? So Taisu says, when you get Moedek in the Perishna Bepeg Sheini, there's a different, that by Gerishin, Stama will not help, and it does help by Megillah Seita. Tosfos gives an explanation. And Tosfos also says, the Sefer Torah, and I'm personally the Meperek Sheni, because Tosfos says, that a Sefer Torah is also possible for an Isha. So you see that even though Megillah Seita and Get Isha have a common halachas that both of them need lishmo, afal pikein, what will suffice for one will not suffice for the other. A Sefer Torah Lehislameh helps for Megillah Toite. Sefer Torah Lehislameh does not help forget. Some of Melech, he can ask a kasha, Lehislameh is good by Sefer. By Sefer is good, but by Gerah it's not good. And there's a big advantage of Lishma, which is needed by Gerah. Yes, and we can't cost the garish or sister, big mama for us. Loisesh and Iktaf shall either shame gayish. Allah Zesh and Iktaf will shame gayish. Lohochi Tony, yes, and we can't. A bigger Kiddush. It was written, Lashem gayish, and it's still possible. Vim Toyma. Rehechi Shaykh Lemisna Hoche, yes, and we can't. How could you say that this is a bigger Kiddush Amsu? Given the mehai nami lehavi shamina become aiser, the posel. From the second case, I don't know that the first case is posel. Havamina the high who the chi ichtev l'shem rochel, leho the ichtev l'shem leya. That means in the second case, it was written for one husband and one wife. It's not Roch and Leah, they're the same names. But Al Kaponim, Taisus is asking, in the second case of the Mishnah, the get was written with a befeilish intent for one husband and one wife. So the Mishnah says, so therefore, it cannot be used for a different husband and a different wife. The first case of our Mishnah, L'Islamid, was written in a parva oifen. It wasn't written for anyone. So the first case, Be'emison, Mitzadechod is a chasaron in the first case. It wasn't written L'Shem Geirush. Mitzad Acher, there's a mile in the first case that wasn't written specifically for someone else. So Memele, Yesamikam means, I'll tell you a bigger Kiddush, not only is the first case possible, the second case is also possible. In the Prat, the second case is worse than the first case. So the Yesamikam doesn't apply. I'm saving Islami the Suim, Rinami the Kosher. And where do I see that Palve is better then l'shem isha acheres, the chachem in pei kamadei ribe. Ta'a ogavdei megiloso. Kshayro lahashkis bosait acheres, even though the megila of this isha is not kosher for another isha, ta'iro, but ta'iro, avogavdei slamed avive, ochinami de moichim. So the Gemara says in Mesechtus Erevin that Torah is better than the Megillas Isha Acheres. So even though Torah was not written specifically for any Soiter, but that Gufe is a reason that it helps by Megillas Soiter. Masha'enke, Megillas Soiter was written for someone else, will not help. So Memela Zetach Toisvis, so the second case was written specifically for that husband and that wife. In the first case, I don't have that concern. So how can you say yes, Amika? The Yishleim of Toisvis answers two things. First, number one, Lo Islami Dahoche, Lo Choshev Lishma Kamei Lo Islami the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Lishim Lo Islami Den Kaisun Kala Shem Hershel the Gev. So Taisus wants to say that there's a big chilik in the Islamic. That means the Islamic of a Sefer Torah means it was written that this Sefer Torah could be used for all halachic purposes that'll be needed for. That's how the Sefer Torah was written for. So if this might be needed for a Mechikas Megillah Seder, so be done for that. So even though it wasn't a beferish kavana for this woman, but there was a stomistic kavana that it should help for anything one needs to say for Torah for. Masha ain't came. Al Islamid means it was written to know how to write. So that zikha won't help. That zikha is no chshivas whatsoever. So memela, So the second case is even better than the first case. Slamid Bachel Echoshu Shmok May Slamid the Sefer Teir, the Sefer Masimli Slamid, the case for Klaal Hashem Echshin Begir. I will say the Teir, case for Bistab Lecholish Mashu Tzorch Lases Boi. Umiyu. So what is Taisu saying? So Taisu is saying that the Islamid of our Mishnah is Zichra worse. The Islamid of our Mishnah is Zichra worse than Nichtav L'shem Ployni. Umiyu. Then Taisu says, I'll tell you another thing. It doesn't say this in our Mishnah. After Loch, he Krishna shall say for Torah, in Kosher Legarish, but it's the Berash Nulel. That means, but that's also true. That means that Philip will have a mile of Islam. It will have a safer Torah. It also won't help, I guess. But that's not the first case. The first case is talking about al-Islam, which is Zikha Garu Amiyoi. It was only written to learn how to write, not L'Shem Gerish. In Amiyesh Lema. Then Faith wants to say another test. You're right. The Islamic is a mile over Nichtav L'Shem Ishem Yuchedes. But there's a mile of Kosav L'Shem Ishe Acheres that is not by the Islamic. The Islamic is not L'Shem Gershon and Ishe Acheres L'Shem Gershon. So my mile, Inami Yishloim with the Mikom Bakim Shach L'Misni Yesa Mikam. That was written L'Shem Gershon, and Nimlach was written L'Shem Gershon. The next Mishnah speaks about a case of Teif Segitin. A person is writing the general form of a get. So it says, Tzorich L'Niach, Mokimish V'Shabazma. You have to leave over the Torah from the get. Now, this person, this Sefer, was writing Teif Segitin, speaking about a Sefer who decided to stock up on Gittin. So he went to the phone book, he looked at all the Davroms and with the wives Rachel. So he wrote down all the names of the people in the shtot, the husbands and the wives. And he wrote for them, for each one he wrote again. So it says, don't write Avraham and Rochel, but you can write the Nusach again. So, but the get was written for the people of this town when there'll be a need. The Mikol Hani, from all the cases of our Mishnah, Le Motzel Amedik Bereish Sevochim, the Stome Apostle, the Lav Lishmo, Koi Elamahi, the case of Teis Vigitin Lechube. He says, from the next Mishnah, Chazal proved in Masech the Sevochim, that even though this get was written Stome, that means it was written for the people in this thought that were interested in giving a get, Afal Pikein, it's no good. So this Chiddush does not say in our Mishnah. This Chiddush does not say in our Mishnah. So Memele, so it should have said yes, Amika, that a Teiref of a get that was written Stome is no good. Yeah. Mi Yishleim at the Hubov at the Teif Segit Leiton Veklal Hashmin of the Stom Apostle Hashmin of the Shor Rabbonon L'Soif Lichtev HaTeifus Mipnei HaTakot. The Teif says, if the Mishnah would come to tell us that the Teiref is no good, and you write yes, Amika. Mishnah is coming to tell us you're allowed to write a Teifus when a Geis a Teifus not a Teiref. The Mishnah is coming to tell us a Teiref. That's why yes, Amika will not fit him. La'eze she'eretz ha'garish by Apostle B'gmor HaMeforesh Mishum the Ein Breire. So the Oimari, so the Ri has a Machudish de Kepa. Pshat. Afilu man the Sava ba'alma yesh Breire. No, does not mean our Mishnah holds like the Tanah Ein Breire. אפילו עוד יש ברירה, הוכי מוידן על התנוגות, שמדבקוס ואף לא לשמוע משמע שיהיה מבורר בשעס כסיבה. He says, here we have a gzeres hakosuf, and all chaloisen, I can make a chalois, which will be nisbarer basidis. But over here the pasuk says, because of law, that bishas ksiv, you have to know who you're writing for. So my mail is also, not out for the name breire. No, here everyone knows that breire will not help. Abiru and asidis will not help, because we need cause of law lishma. We had in the Mishnah, Kosav legarish as a gdoila, legarish by as a ktan. And a get that was written for the gdoila cannot be used for the ktan, but for the gdoila it could be used. Now let's just give one shtikalakdome, that there is a dual purpose of a get. Purpose number one, the get creates krisus. That's it, so say for krisus. It severs the relationship between the husband and wife. Purpose number two, the Isha has a get in her hand, so she can prove that she was a get. These are the two purposes that every get functions. These are the two functions that every get has. So, in the Mishnah it says as follows. Kosa legaresh as a gdoila, the yigarish was a ktana. It can't be megarish the ktana. But the gdoila, it could be megarish. And it would seem that for the gdoila, the get is a, all the functions that a get has will help for the gdoila. Yachal legarish by a gdoila. So in other words, let's just speak out loud. In other words, let's say the Isha will come, the Gdoila will come to Bezin and say, Abayisa, I want to get married, and say, yeah, she'll show a get. She'll show a get, but she got a get. Now, let's just speak, Isa, we'll have the Gemara clearer. So, let's say someone will go and tell her, you know, there's another woman in the house that's also called Rochel, and maybe the get was given to her, and maybe she lost it, and maybe you found it, and so I'm not too sure if you're allowed to get married. It's a possibility that one can think about. But the Mishnah says, we're not chayish. The Mishnah says, yochel legarish es hagdoila, which means that this get can be used for the gdoila. All functions that a get has can be used for the gdoila. So what do we see from this? We see from this that we're not chayish l'nefila. She's holding it. Don't create myths and fantasies. She's holding it. Mr. Mike can assume that it was given to her and she's giget. So let's now take this halacha of our Mishneh and use it in Dinei Mamonos. For example, you have in the Ashtot, you have two Yosef ben Shimons. Two Yosef ben Shimons in the Ashtot. Now, one Yosef ben Shimon comes over to Berl. He has a Shtar Choyv. The Shtar Choyv, it says that Berl owes Yosef ben Shimon $1,000. So he comes to Berl, he owes me $1,000. So Berl looks at him and says, I never borrowed a penny from you. So what do you mean I never borrowed a penny from you? And we have every Shtar. He says, that Shtar I bought from you, Yosef ben Shimon. But from any Yosef ben Shimon, I never borrowed a penny from you. So what am I doing with this shtar? What do you mean? Somebody lost and you picked it up. So now, is Berl neman to tiny such a tiny? Or is Berl not neman to tiny such a tiny? So we hear Barai from our Mishnah with the one Achayish on the Fila. Because of our Mishnah, it says that the Gdoila can use the get all the functions of a get is a raya, we're not chayish for nefila. That's what Rove saw in our Mishnah. Let's see in the Benik now the Gemara. Kosav legarish is a gdelo, legarish beis a ktana. Ktana hu, vle motzi megarish bei. Ha gdele, motzi megarish bei, and the gdele can use this get as proof that she's geget. Omar Rove, zeis a merish, na yesu ben shimen adorm birachas, Baitzin shtar choyv alachem. Each Yosef and Shimon can be goyve from a loyve, and there's no shash. Maybe the other malva lost and you found. Let us see Rashi. Hagdoyla motzi megadish. V'chi mafkelei, if she'll take out this get, lechashin l'isareisha sis l'meima, Shema Leila Zunit Nela Lachavata Benofo Miyodo Umetosa Yisu. I'm not afraid, maybe, from her holding this Norai. Tahoyum Unikita Leila Gita Biyodo, since she's holding the get. But they don't have Zukinela, so I assume that the get was given to her. Saibazoi. In other words, I'm not Chayish from the feeling. Since the Malve, this Yosef Mishimin is holding the Shtar, so I have no right to create Choshes. Maybe the other one was the Malve and he lost and he picked it up. Yeah. Oh, well, they have Abaye. Sabaya says, so what are you telling me? You're telling me all the cases of our Mishnah, we can learn from the case in our Mishnah in Hilchus Chayish and Mishpat, when I'm Chayish, when I'm not Chayish, that means we learn out Chayish, we can learn out Chayish and Mishpat from our Mishnah. And just like in the Reish of the Mishnah, we see we're not Chayish on the Fila, and she's Nemon, the Gdela's Nemon to say that what, that she was Giget. So who are then, by two Yosef ben Shimon's, we also not Chayish from the Fila, and this Yosef ben Shimon is, can be Mafik moment from Beryl. Amalei Habayel Meyata Reisha Diktoni. Let's see Reisha. Shmi Kishimcha Posa Lagavish Bot. The Mishnah said that Reuven wrote a get for his wife, and then another Reuven met him, and the first Reuven changed his mind, and the second Reuven wants to use the get. So it says it's not good for the second Reuven, but it's good for the first Reuven. It's good for the first Reuven, and that means that the first Reuven's wife can now take this get and prove that she's his girl. Elo meyato, reisha diktoni shmi kishimcho, posla garish boi, sheni lo motzi mi garish boi, o rishin motzi mi garish boi. Omrinen bloi, acha yocha lo hitzi aloim shtachot. Alo meis loch le meima, beide mesir rabolozi, yachanami beide mesir rabolozi. So let us see Rashi. Reisha diktoni, kosum legarish. Sha'av shemes abaylim shovim. Here we have that the names of the two baylim are the same. Vidiknami, arishin shenichtav lishmoi megarish pe. The first one was written lishmoi, he can be megarish. Vichimav kelei, and she'll come, his wife will come. With a get, lemrinen, mishum chumadei shishish, shemo, leibalo, shazul kos, viyelo ha'acha. We'll see later. see later that there's a svara to say, al kaponim al tchuma da'ishus ish, the svara to say, maybe one of the two, maybe the other husband wrote the get and he threw it away and you found it, that's one svara. Or there's another svara, maybe the other husband wants to marry you and he wrote this get and gave it to you. These are choshes, mishum chumra da'ishes ish, that maybe this get, since it's another Yosef ben Shimon in town with Arochel, it could very well be that this get is not proof whatsoever that you are going to get from your Yosef ben Shimon. It could be you, that other Yosef ben Shimon gave you the get or he threw it away and you found it. And it seems, and the Gemara held, if we have such a chash, let's think 1 minute, if we have such a chash. So she says, what do you mean? I'm holding the get. So we'll tell her, you're holding the get. I'm clearing, Zichano, the get was given to you. But I'm clearing a shaila, maybe this get came from the second Yosef ben Shimon. So your holding doesn't prove anything. The RLPK, it says in our Mishnah that it's good. And our Mishnah says, Rishain Motzi L'garish Pei. So we'll bring a raya from our Mishnah that even though her holding is not proof that she got it from her husband, it's good. So I'll tell you, if there is two Yosef ben Shimons in the Shtot, and Beryl comes with the Shtar Halvo, and he comes to one Yosef ben Shimon, and he says, you know, I lent you $1,000. Here's the Shtar. So it will come out that this Yosef ben Shimon is to pay Beryl. Chas v'shal. Beryl has no proof whatsoever from his Shtar that he lent to this Yosef ben Shimon. So that's a double portion. If by holding the Shtar, you have no proof that this Yosef ben Shimon is your loivi, you can't mum from this Yosef ben Shimon. So he says, what's pshat in our Mishnah? When she holds the get, she has no proof whatsoever that it was given through her husband. It could be it was given through the second Yosef ben Shimon. But her piket she's get, so how could it be? Now we'll see Rashi in a bit. The Kresha, the Kony, goes on the Gaush. Sha'af shemis rabbi mishav tedik nami horish and shenichta vushmoi megarish bay chimav kilei. And when she'll show the get, loy mirinim mishum chumra deishasish, means as chumra deishasish, we should clear shema loy baila shazukos v'yelo achem. Maybe the other Yosef ben Shimon wrote it, amrinim masnis, and the get poshit v'bo v'basrim. Shnei Yosef ben Shimon shohoyu b'ir achas. There are two Yosef ben Shimon living in one city. Ein yecholim lohitzi shtachoyiv zel zem. V'lo yach yachol lohitzi aleim shtachoy. This is an agreement. Someone else cannot be moitzi shtachoyiv on them. Do'om alei, because each Yosef ben Shimon can tell the mal v'lo yani lo v'isi mimcha lo chaveri lo v'mimcha. Even though there's a machlokes tanoim, if Yosef ben Shimon can be mitzia shtar chayiv al acherim, leichai shinil in the file miyad, or b'maydu, then acherim mitzin aleim.